There's an odd thing about this year's election ballots. In all four races for North Carolina's Supreme Court, a conservative candidate is listed first, their liberal counterparts second. The races are officially nonpartisan, but that name placement may give a significant boost to those at the top. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
If you've seen a ballot and missed this odd fact, don't worry, you're not alone.
It's actually the first time I'm hearing of it.
And as spokesman for the North Carolina State Board of Elections, Josh Lawson knows the ballot well. Since judicial races are nonpartisan races, there is no R or D next to the candidate names. But the political inclinations of those seeking a seat on the North Carolina Supreme Court are known and public. Just to be sure, we asked Lawson to go through the list, starting with the race between Bob Hunter and Sam Ervin. Hunter is listed first.
Yeah, to my knowledge, yeah, he's a registered Republican.
Eric Levinson?
Also, yes.
Mike Robinson?
Right.
The fourth race is between Mark Martin and Ola Lewis, both of whom are known conservatives. Now, this isn't a vast right-wing conspiracy, but it is because of W, the letter, not the former president. Here's why. Since 2002, the Board of Elections has used the alphabet and candidates' last names to determine the ballot order in nonpartisan races, with a couple of twists. In 2002, their alphabet went backwards from Z to A. In 2004, A to Z. In 2006, their alphabet started with Y and went backwards to A, with Z tacked on at the end. And so it goes until we get to this year and this alphabet, which starts with W. So the fact conservative candidates for the state Supreme Court are listed above liberal candidates is a quirky thing, years in the making. However, it does have some potential consequences this year. Ballot order does matter.
In about 80% of elections, that name order has influence on the election outcome.
That's Professor John Krosnick, reached on his way to work at Stanford University. Krosnick has spent decades studying the primacy effect, just why things listed first are picked more often. In terms of elections, Krosnick says,
I will get 3% more votes on average by being listed first, and you will get 3% less votes because I take them away from you.
For a total average swing of 6%, a significant amount for just about any candidate. Krosnick adds the effect is most visible when the candidates listed aren't household names.
The name order effect is stronger among people who feel ambivalent. It's stronger among people who know little or nothing about the candidate.
Which is the case for most voters when it comes to judicial races. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.